And we'll try again. Hello, welcome to Cross Trails Podcast with me, Christian. This is my second attempt at recording this podcast today because I recorded an episode and I just wasn't prepared, and it was a bit shit. So I'm going again. Let's go. So first thing I want to kick off is thank you to everyone for the feedback of the last episode with Kieran. It was my most listened to episode. Tons of like positive feedback, whether it was about the touching on mental health, raising awareness about blood cancer, and there was a few people. I was worried because we did delve in quite deep about Newmarket, the old days, and stuff like that. And I listened back to it, and I was a bit like, if you're not from Newmarket, it's a bit of a boring episode. But yeah, so there was some people saying, oh, I loved like sort of reminiscing about, you know, I loved hearing you guys reminisce because, you know, it reminded me, I completely forgot about the Palomino pub and all this. And then there was like people like, never been to Newmarket, never even heard of it, but I loved hearing you guys talk about it. It was like quite nice. So thank you very, very much. It kind of I was a bit worried about this podcast going forward, if I'm completely honest. I was falling out of love of doing it, especially the solo episodes that I'm doing today. But I think I'm gonna try and just keep them short and sweet, the solo episodes. The guest ones, you know, I'll do as long as we need. Although the one with me and Kieran was shorter than my other guest ones, I think it was perfect. We could have gone on about fucking all sorts and probably bored you to tears. But no, I thought it was perfect. So yeah. Kieran's done the Cambridge Half Marathon. What I'm going to do is let him tell you about it because I'm really proud of him. I am ridiculously proud of him. So I'm next. I'm going back to Newmarket next week with my mate Tom, who's been on the podcast before, because we're going to a gig in London. There's a whole rigmarole of how it's cheaper for me to drive to Newmarket, get a train from there to London, than it is just to get a train directly from Chester to London. So yeah, so we're going the long way around, but it'll be nice because he'll get to meet all my friends from down there. And I get to see Kieran again, and it'll just be cool. So I'm gonna record a little mini bonus episode next week. I've not even asked Kieran this, so it will happen. It'll happen. Get a few beers down, and it'll be fine. And we're just gonna catch up, just talk about his race, how he think it went, and what the future holds for him in regards to running. I kind of know it already, but yeah. But yeah, I just want him to do it because it was so good. So next week I'll have him on again, and then I'll have another guest on the week after. That guest has not been confirmed yet, so who knows? But I'm just going, like I said, because my previous one was so disorganized, I'm just going through everything that I am going through already. So what's been happening? I'm just going through my list now. Illness. Yeah, so I've been ill. When I came back from Newmarket, actually, I was just really, really ill. I think it was just a flu or something. I know a lot of people have been having what they think is probably COVID. I think I just had a cold. It didn't feel like much, to be honest. I mean, it the first day and a half, it floored me. And then I took quite a few days off training because of it. But, you know, it's better to have just done that, because I've spoken about it before. I'm not sure on the podcast, but I've definitely spoken about it with a friend, of people who still train while they're ill, or like a few days after the illness. It's like, let your body recover. Like, you going out for 10K is only going to be detrimental to your training, if anything, because then you're going to need further days off in the future because you've ruined yourself. You know what I mean? So it's better to just to have, I don't know, take 7 days off and then, you know, carry on, or have like 14 days off here and there because you've tried going out when you should be resting and letting your body recover. So yeah, I should be what do you call it, practicing what I preach. But I went out on the week after. I'd done the Pipe Dream race, which is a race I really wanted to. I felt like it was like a couple of days after I started feeling a bit more human. It was a fell race in North Wales, and it was bloody hard. It was so hard, and I don't know if that's because it was so close to me, like, you know, just getting from my illness, or if it was just a case of me not running for a little bit, or if it was just the case it is a solid race. So Pipe Dream, it's in the name. You follow a big pipe up a huge hill. It's very, very steep, and that's what attracted me to it. It was the fact that the first bit is like you're up steps, and it is like what felt like a 160 degree angle. So yeah, you go up them, and then you just sort of follow this pipe up until like you just see like these beautiful mountains and stuff. Oh, stunning. Really, really like incredible. First time as well I've ever cramped on a race. I've never cramped on a race. And then I saw my friend Neil just before the top, like before it sort of evens out a bit. He overtook me, as he always does. And then like literally as soon as he went, like my calf just went. Thankfully it didn't last long. It lasted like a few seconds, but it was enough for me to be like, you know, to stop what I was doing and just, you know, massage it or whatever. I just like started punching it basically, like, fuck off, stop, don't do this. And then I carried on. There was a pretty technical descent. It was just dead rocky. There is a race photo. I've not posted it yet. I doubt I will, because I look like I'm absolute shitting it, because I was shitting it. And also my running belt was not flattering. I've got to do something about my belly. It's not good. Too much beers, I think. Maybe too many carbs. It's that thing of, I feel like I can eat and drink whatever I want because I'm a runner, and that's not the case. That is not the case. So yeah, I need to sort that out. Maybe do some core strength as well. I mean, I should be doing more core strength anyway. I'm crap at doing core strength. And maybe that's why I've got a belly. There's no muscle there. It's just belly's going to get you. A lot of people are probably too young for that reference. Race was great. I took my mate Dom, who I met at Run Club in Chester. He's from New Zealand. He's new to the country, so I was just like, mate, I'll take you to a fell race. So let's fucking do it. So yeah, he might be joining me again on a. I'm taking him to the Peak District, so that'd be cool. Showing him the sights of our British fells. What else? Oh yeah, and then I've been in London. That wasn't fun. It was just a work thing. Wasn't fun. I saw Anton Deck on the train though. That was the highlight of the whole thing. It was just a work thing. One of our clients got a new office. They just wanted to show it off. So a bunch of free cocktails and sushi. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool actually, because I've been having a bit of a hard time beating myself up about my professional life. I've always said, like, I'm good at my job, but lately I've not been feeling very good at my job. For no reason. I've not been making mistakes or anything like that. Trust me, in my type line of work, if I made mistakes, I would know about it. I don't know. Yeah, I've just not felt like I'm very good at it. So, and I just got some reassurance during my time away that, yeah, I'm all right. So that was nice. And then yeah, and then and just chill out, and then I took Nell out for a UTS recce. Well, it's not UTS, it's Erie 25. So yeah, so it's hard because obviously for the 50 and 100k, I don't know about 100 miles, I'm not even going to attempt that. There's quite a few bits where you can sort of recce it like as a circular, and not do the whole route. Whereas with, hang on, someone's at my door. Sorry, that was a DHL man delivering my my dog's epilepsy medication. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, ran up the stairs, run up and down stairs too quick after eating. Sorry, breathing like a pug when you run up and down stairs. So where was I? What was I talking? Oh, yeah, so, yeah, there's not many, sort of, for the Erie 25K anyway, there's not, like, a way you can do, like, 10K, you know, do half the route. It's just, like, you just got to do the whole route. So that's what I've done. So started at the Slate Museum, where they all start and finish, up the Clamberis Path, which again they all do, and then we went down Ridvu across to Rangers, down Telegraph Valley, and then back. So it was definitely a learning experience for Nell, because it's her sort of first big sort of race. I just love taking people out for recces and getting them, you know, trained up. I've been told I should become a coach, which I'm no, absolutely not. I can't even sort out my own bloody admin, let alone someone else's. I'd be shocking. So. Yeah, not a chance that is ever happening. But yeah, no, I just love seeing people's progress and, you know, learning new stuff and whatnot. It's really fucking cool. You know, I've been out on recces with lots of people. My friend Katie, when she was doing Ultra Wales, we done like a 30-kilometer recce. Just started in Dolgellau. And then sort of done from there to Cadair Idris, and then down the Pony Path, and just sort of on the, where the, what's it called? That big body of water before you turn to Barmouth anyway. And then we went back. That was good. I just love doing shit like that, man. So yeah, if you're ever needing someone to do a recce with, and, yeah, just, and it's somewhere in the northwest, preferably northwest or North Wales. Yeah, give me a shout. As long as it fits in with my training, which is something else I should probably touch on. So I'm back on a training plan, which is cool. I'm on a Gary House training plan again. I used his training plan for the 100 mile that I'd done in December, and I finished it. So, you know. Got me there. So he's got another one called for the 50k mountain. He has one for 50ks and he has one for 50k mountain. Because I'm doing 14 peaks in June, which is, if you don't know, it's basically the Welsh 3000s route, held by Irrawaddy Sky Running, Apex Running, and my friend Mike. Yeah, so I'm doing that, but between now and then I will be doing Lakes Traverse, which is 100 kilometers. But you know, it's yeah, I'm just using basically my fitness from that I gathered from training for the 100 miler and just sort of keeping on top of it to basically do the 100k. So my training will be a bit splintered before and after that race. But you know, it's just one of them. It happened when I was training for my 100 miler, because I was doing I had UTMB in between, and you know, it was fine. I've got GL3D as well, but I can work around that. You know, it's not the end of the world. Sorry, I'm gonna have another drink again. thirsty today. Maybe it's because I've recorded one podcast already and I'm doing another. Who knows? So where was I going with that? Oh yeah, so I'm on this thing. So so yeah, because I want to do well for this Welsh 3000s one. Possibly running it with my mate Russell. Because I was kind of like, I think I wanted to do just the Sky race originally. But if you listen to my very first episode, you'll know about a mate of mine, Russell's, called Steve, who sadly passed away. And he was signed up to do the 14 Peaks race because it was on his birthday. So Russell's kind of like, you know, there's gonna be a big group of us all doing it. And I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm in. Sorry if you hear some clicking, I'm currently working. Don't tell my boss. So we're gonna be sort of doing it for him. And I've asked Mike, who's a director, if there's a way. Obviously, we'll have our numbers on, but if there's a way to have what would have been Steve's number on as well. Yeah, I just think it would be a nice little touch. Or even just one of us carries it. I'd say Russell probably should more than anyone. But yeah, no, I just think that would be a nice touch. So I'm training for that. But also, I'm not even sure if I've mentioned this, but I won a place into the Helvellyn Sky Ultra. So I've got that as well, which is another 50k mountain race. So I'll probably be, once I've finished 14 Peaks, I'll be restarting this training plan that I'm on. So yeah, so that'll be interesting. That's what I like about having these training plans as well, because you don't just have to use it once, you can use it again. Like for my 100 miler, originally it was for Lakeland 100, but then after I got into UTMB, I was like, well, fuck, I can't do both so close to each other. And it was UTMB. There was no way I was gonna give up the chance to do UTMB for Lakeland 100. So I was just like, I've got to do that. But thinking of 100 miles, I'm thinking of another 100 miler for 2026. I don't know which one yet. I wouldn't mind giving Chester 100 a go again. Chester 100. Because I've done the 50 twice. And the Chester 50 was my first. was my first ultra. So to do 100 was quite fitting. I've also been looking at the South Downs Way. And there was another one I was looking at. I was looking at the Robin Hood 100. Because it's every couple of years. It's not every year. So I thought that'd be a good one to do. But I was looking at the route, and you sort of go out, and then you do two loops. So you do a back and you go out, do a loop twice, and then I think you go back again. So it's an out and back and loops. I'm like, over the 100 mile. That's not sure how I feel about that. So. If anyone has any recommendations for 100 miler for 2026, do let me know. I am looking obviously at Centurion. I've looked at GB Ultras. But yeah, sometimes some of the better ones are ones you've just never heard of. Obviously, you know, Centurion and GB Ultras are the big guys, 100 milers in the UK. I'm trying to think. Oh, 100 milers. Arc of Attrition. I've eyed that up potentially. I've done 100 miler in winter, so I know I can do 100 milers in the winter. Obviously, it's different with it being on the coast. I just think it'll be a good one to do, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, any suggestions, please let me know, because I'd love to hear of any of races, and I might just put it in my Instagram story as well. So what else has been happening? Athletics, the indoor athletics has been great. Not sure if you've been watching it. It's sort of been clashing with Crufts a bit. which I have been sort of dipping in and out of both. Just sort of wait until they announce who wins on the Crufts. Is literally, you know, it. I know there's a lot of umming and ahhing about Crufts. It's some of its animal cruelty and whatnot. And, you know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love dogs. I've got a dog. But, yeah. It's just like there was that one year where they had a really shitty German Shepherd. Not, it was not the German Shepherd salt, but it was just like you could just tell the interbreeding that had been going on. Its back was like slanted. It just really upset me. And then obviously the shit that's been going on with like the bulldogs, the pugs, the there is a term for them. I can't remember what it is. And the French bulldogs. They all sound like me, breathing with my deviated septum, which the Kennel Club have said that they're trying to like sort of do it so that these ones aren't allowed in. Basically, the ones who are with breathing problems. So it's sort of making sure the breeders are sorry, fucking, I'm getting a bit of a cough. You know, only doing it healthily, not just get the squashed face, because that's not what it's not good for the dogs, basically, is it? So, but yeah, the Athletics has been cool. Netherlands smashing it as always. I don't know what's in the water over there. All and I've noticed. I mean, maybe it's my algorithm just throw me Dutch women athletes, because I do have a thing for one of them. I won't say who. Not that she will listen to this and know. But yeah, there's one who I definitely have a thing for. So I think she comes up a lot. But all the women just are amazing over there at Athletics. Like, it's incredible. But obviously, UK have been doing very well. Well, England, I should say. Is it England or Great Britain? No, it's Great Britain, isn't it? Sorry. I've been doing very, very well. Molly for the pole vault. What's that guy's name? Oh, it's going to do my head in. I forgot his name. George Mills? Mills. It's George Mills. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully they yeah, do some cool stuff, but I tell you what, I did want to make sure I talk about this. That in American high school track event, the relay, and that girl batters the other girl from behind. She's left her with a, was it fractured skull and a concussion? But she's come out saying it wasn't intentional. Please, B word, please. She hit her about 5 times on the back of the head with a face like thunder, and then she's crying about it, saying, "Oh, it wasn't intentional." You need to be charged and banned from athletics. That was crazy. That was absolutely mental. Absolutely mental. But you know, the whole world's going mental. I won't go into that, but because I don't like talking about politics. But Jesus Christ, what is going on with the world? So yeah, one of my favourite things I've saw today was actually speaking of sporting and world going mad, Conor McGregor. He was going to be at the Limp Bizkit gig in Dublin last night, saying, "Meet me in the mosh pit. You want your jaw broken or whatever?" And you'd see flying. I'm going to the Limp Bizkit gig in Manchester on Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday I'm going. That's going to be a hell of a day, because I've got to do, what's on my training plan? So originally I was going to do a fell race on Saturday, but it starts a bit too late for my liking, because I've got to do 2 hours hilly, long, hilly, easy. And I've got to go to Manchester and go to this Limp Bizkit gig, which has got about 5 support acts. So it's going to be a long night on my feet, because I got standing tickets, because of course I couldn't get a seat in. I did want seating, to be honest. So did my mate who I'm going with, but we got standing. But I know another runner who's got seating, who wanted standing, but I'm not swapping, because So it's going to be a long day. So I was like, right, okay, let's box off that full race because I'll literally have like an hour to be at home, get changed, get, you know, and go. So a lot of foul races start quite late in the day, which I find is quite interesting. Not all of them, but yeah, a lot, like the Pipe Dream one I done started at, I think, 12:30 in the afternoon. This one, this Saturday, starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is fine, but it's just getting there and getting back and all that sort of stuff. It's just going to be a bit of a nightmare. And it's my turn to drive to a gig. My friend who I'm going with drove to the last one, so it's only fair. Sorry, I'm just trying to sort out this bit of work I'm doing. So yeah, it's hard for me to actually get it all done. And yeah, so I'm just gonna have to do something a bit earlier in the day. Then kind of go into Macclesfield Forest, do Tegs Nose. I've done a route there with the Peaky Runners. They're obviously a Peak District based running club. I think it was about 14K. And we'd done it in like bang on 2 hours. That was a group run, so I might get this done a bit quicker, who knows? But yeah, I'll just do it, and if I'm a bit short on time, I'll just wander off somewhere. And yeah, but that's it for me. We're coming up to half an hour, 26 minutes. Cool beans. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? Oh, I'm going to Chamonix. I am going to Chamonix. It was sort of a bit on and off if I'm going or not. My friend Lewis is going. He didn't get in last year, but he got in this list this year for OCC. Absolute chuff for him. I'd love to go out to support him, but money was an issue, to be honest, because the last two times has all just gone on a credit card because it's fucking expensive over there. And yeah, it's just really expensive, and I'm still paying off the last two times I've been. So this year I am going to get the train to Milton Keynes, and then my mate Kev, who crewed me for my Winter Downs 100, he's running the OCC as well. So we're gonna travel down in his minivan, camper van, and do that. So we're gonna be camping. So we're doing it on sort of on the cheap. Obviously, we still got to get on the channel and got this. Tolls, but the camping, you know, it's, I mean, that is probably, and the fuel, obviously, but I mean, when you take into consideration your flights, you're looking at about two, I think both times I've paid about 280 for flights. Transfer is about another 80, and that's just getting there, you know, so fuck it, you know, I think I will probably spend about that on getting there and back. However, it's split, and the accommodation's gonna be fuck all. So he's gonna obviously sleep in his van. I'm gonna have a tent. It's gonna just, yeah. So gonna be saving quite a bit of money. And yeah, I'm just really excited because this time I've been twice before. Both times I've been racing. 1 year, 2023, I've done the UTMB ETC, and then in 2024 on UTMB OCC. So this year I'm literally just going to be able to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to be able to do the VK, the vertical kilometer, something I've been wanting to do ever since I saw it. My friend Rich somehow has done it while racing also, Rich Gill, but he's a beast, this ridiculous human being. No man should be that good a runner and that handsome at the same time. It's unfair. And yeah, and so yeah, it'll be cool. I'm really excited. And there's loads of like surrounding mountains I want to do. I'm really, 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 really excited. So yeah. I don't think was there anything else I wanted to touch on. Oh, Marathon du Médoc, yes. That's one thing I'm not doing. So if you listen to the last episode, me and Kieran, I'm really keen on getting to the Marathon de Medoc. Basically, all the spaces are gone. It was a fucking nightmare to keep on top of. There was some all-inclusive spots, but the price was just, it's just something not I couldn't afford at this time. And I don't think Kieran or my friend Lewis could either. So that's gone to the bin. But there is another Hawaii marathon that my mate Carmine told me about in Italy. Potentially look at that, but we'll see. We've discovered there's a 10K race in Newmarket, so I might go down for that, and then we'll sort of talk more about that then. I think Kieran's going to be a regular on this podcast, you know. and we'll bring mics this time. Holy shit. Apologies for the sound issues last time. It was, yeah. That was a nightmare, but that's my bad. I was so angry with myself because I knew exactly where I left them. And I noticed when I was about 60 miles away from home. So it wasn't like I could just turn back. So, yeah, apologies for that. But thank you for listening to that one, because I've been wanting to do that one for a while. Just to touch on the fact the lad saved my life when I was on my way to topping myself. But also as well, Kieran knows this, but it's because I told him when I was drunk once. I think it was when he came to Chester, actually. In a proper, I love you, my mate, sort of thing. He was the first person that that messaged me while I was doing UTMB. He was watching it live, and he like videoed it live, and you know, he saw me on the video, and he, you know, messaged me, "Go on, mate," and all that. And he was the first person to do so, and he was someone I don't know, I just didn't expect, because we were, like I said, we sort of reconnected recently, but it was like, you know, I think it was just before then. I just wanted to say on a podcast, because I didn't get to do it with him then. I could probably just save it for when I see him again, but I'll reiterate it. He's a fucking good lad, that Kieran Herzog. And he's got a running account now. If you've not seen me share his account, get it followed. Run like Zog. Don't want to spoil it, but he's got other things on the horizon. So, yeah. And I think that's it for me. We're over half an hour. I don't want to keep these short, but not too short, because I might as well just do it as an Instagram story otherwise. What else is that? No, nothing's happening. I think I've touched on everything. I've noticed I've not done any work, so I need to do some work. The plan was to work while I was recording this, but I've just sort of found myself just not working. I've done some work while I've been talking, but it's just, yeah, not as fast as I normally would. So yeah, I think that's it for me. Join me next week for a bonus episode with Kieran, and then the week after I'll have another guest. I have a few in mind, I just don't know who yet. Thank you for listening. Apologies, this has gone out a bit late. Usually it's on Monday, but I just forgot, to be honest. And then just loads of stuff's gone on, which I'm not going to share with you guys. Sorry. Not sorry. Right. Goodbye.